Most of the Midwest weather has not changed much from yesterday's forecast. We're still expecting to see 2 weeks worth of favorable rainfall and eventually seasonable temperatures. The initial change in the forecast data today versus that of yesterday is in regard to Iowa for tomorrow and Friday. During those 2 days, about 65% of Iowa will have a potential to receive rain that was not advertised previously, and the amounts could run a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch, with maybe some inch and a quarter amounts in the southwest or even across the south in general near the Missouri border. The storm system that could impact those areas tomorrow has potential to be even stronger in a few areas. We'll watch the situation real closely. For right now, I think a conservative approach on the rain would certainly be warranted. Last night, there were some showers that occurred in the interior southwest and in the interior southeast parts of Iowa. Local counties reported upwards to an inch of rain, but most of the precipitation was a lot lighter than that. In general, with the forecast being what it is for the next 2 to 3 days, and that which has occurred over the past couple of days, is really quite favorable for continuing the gradual improvement in Iowa and other western Corn Belt crop areas. Eventually, we're going to see more favorable soil moisture throughout those regions, and the bottom line is that the losses we've encountered from poor rainfall during reproduction this year are pretty much over, and we will still have those losses, but we're not going to see any new losses come around. And the forecast across the Midwest is such right now that everybody's going to see timely rainfall, and certainly the temperatures are going to be non-threatening. Our temperatures are going to be cooler than usual over the next few days, and that's probably of interest only because our degree day accumulations are going to be way off. But with that said, I don't believe we're going to be looking at any kind of a threatening cold spell anytime real soon. I still stand by my previous comments about the frost freeze potential this year, which is basically that we'll be a little later than usual for the first freezes in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, but the lower eastern Midwest may see earlier than usual frost and freezes later in September or early October. The outlook for the temperatures across the region after the end of this week will be trending back towards more normal readings over the weekend and early next week. Temperatures across the area will get back into the 80s in general, with a few 70s in the north and perhaps near 90 degree temperatures in a few southwestern locations. That will contrast greatly from temperatures over these next few days that will run mostly in the 60s and 70s across the north and in the 70s and lower 80s in the south. Low temperatures over the next few nights will probably fall back into 40 and 50 degree readings in the north and mostly 50s and lower 60s in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. And it looks like if anybody in the country is going to see a persistence of hot, dry weather, it's still going to be Texas and parts of Oklahoma. Those areas have seen temperatures in the well into the 90s and over 100 degrees the past few days. Yesterday, widespread 100 to 107 degree readings occurred, and that has brought back a serious stress for cotton, corn, and sorghum produced in Texas after the tremendously beneficial rains of mid-July stimulated new crop development. Since then, the situation has deteriorated, and crops are now more stressed than perhaps they were earlier on before that rain occurred. The outlook is offering very little relief, but some showers will be possible in the southern plains of this coming weekend, and perhaps slightly cooler temperatures as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.